France has raised its alert to the highest level nationally after a knife-wielding man killed three people at a church in the city of Nice this morning. It's the third apparent terror attack in just over a month in France. The mayor of Nice said there had been a terrorist attack at the heart of the Notre Dame Basilica. The French Prime Minister, Jean Cadex, told the French National Assembly that the government's response to the attack would be firm.
Un attentat ignoble a été commis ce matin.
A despicable attack was committed this morning in the Notre Dame Basilica in Nice at around 9 a.m. Three of our fellow citizens were killed with a knife in abject circumstances. In these tragic moments, our foremost thoughts go to their families, to their loved ones, to Nice's parishioners, but more generally, to the entire Catholic community that has been struck intentionally.
The words of French Prime Minister Jean Castex this lunchtime. Well, let's now go to Nice and talk to journalist Olivier Sclavo, who works with Nice Matin and is on the line now. Very good afternoon to you, Olivier, and thank you for taking our call this afternoon. So what at this stage is known about this attack?
Hello, good afternoon to you too. As of now, what we know is that three persons have been killed in the Basilica in Notre Dame, in the heart of Nice, on the main avenue in Nice. We know that the attacker is a Tunisian citizen aged 21 years old who's been shot two times by the town's police and has been taken to hospital where he's treated at the moment. We know as well of the victims, three victims. One is a person who's charged with care of the sacristy, who's been mortally stabbed. Two women as well as are fatally wounded. One parishioner, age 17, who we believe had a throat severed, and another one injured who escaped and took refuge in a nearby fast food restaurant and died from her wounds. And what we know as well is there's been a rumor of a second attacker on the loose. That rumor has been quashed since. Very much the feeling here in town is bring us back to the terror attack which happened in 2016 on the Promenade des Anglais, which killed 86 people and are very much raw in everyone's heart.
What has been the response, the immediate response of the authorities there in Nice, Olivier, to this? What is the scale of the security operation that followed this attack?
The entire neighbourhood has been completely closed down. Police officers are everywhere around the Basilica, which is in the very heart of the town. No one is able to go out. Words in the street have been passed to the citizens to remain in town, in their house. The response from the mayor, who's been on the scene very quickly, has been very firm. We are expecting the arrival of the president Emmanuel Macron very soon. That's all for now.
And the location of this attack, the Basilica, it's a major landmark, is it, in the center of Nice?
So it is one of the biggest church in town. It's sort of a copy of the Notre Dame Basilica in Paris. It's literally on the avenue is called Jean Médecin. It's sort of the Champs Élysées of Nice. It's the main high street, which is a landmark in town. So fortunately, the attack happened at around 9 a.m., where shops had not opened by then. But it's a very passing street and a very busy area when all the shops are open.
It is, as I said, the third apparent terror attack in France in just over a month. There was the killing in Paris of teacher Samuel Paty earlier this month. And people in Nice and across France just must be appalled that this horror has been visited once again.
It is indeed. The feelings here are very, very raw. Since the killing of Samuel Paty, of course, the debate around laicity and the treatment of Muslims in France has been very much at the heart of the debate. among the media and the political arena. So it is very much here at the moment in Nice, but everywhere in France, a very raw subject.
Olivier Sclavo, for the moment, thank you very much indeed for talking to us from Nice this lunchtime.